Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Psalm 32, 1-5. The road to happiness in the sight of God is forgiven sin. Transgression and sin violate the nature and will of God. These human acts of self will bring alienation with God. Sin brings emptiness of spirit and a disturbance of our conscience. Despair can take hold. God's hand is upon those who disregard and disobey His will. He will bring us low with a heavy hand. The magnitude of His wrath is immeasurable, but the Lord is forever willing to remove our transgression and forgive our sin if we are willing to confess and turn away from our sin. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but he who confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy, Psalm 28, or Proverbs 28, 13. God will not forgive sins which we cover. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 1, 8-10. The Lord, in infinite mercy, will remove our sin and take away our guilt. We do not live under the penalty of sin as we acknowledge our sin and turn away from those sins. The new covenant of Christ assures us of redemption and cleansing through his blood, which was shed at the cross. This blessing of forgiven iniquity and covered sin comes to those who believe in him who justifies the ungodly. He who believes on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Romans 4, 5, 8. The remedy for sin is for us to acknowledge our sin and confess to God our transgression. As David said, I have sinned against the Lord. 2 Samuel 12, 13. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.